Hey guys, and welcome back to the Geeks Advocates. I'm your host Rain, here with
Bleeku.
And we have a special series of podcasts for you guys. E3 was this week, an exciting week for gamers of all kinds. How about you, Bleeku? What did you think about this week's E3?
There's a lot going on. There's a lot to talk about, and it definitely makes sense to break this up because there is just so much content that if we put all this into one episode, you guys would...
We would be here forever.
Yeah. You would need to take a nap, probably some bathroom breaks.
Mm-hmm. Coffee, all that good stuff.
Snacks, whatever. Yeah, it would just take way too long, so...
So what are we starting with this episode?
Microsoft. I feel like I should just put the little sound right there. You know that? No, the Xbox sound.
Oh, that one? I'm thinking about the Windows Microsoft sound. That would be hilarious.
All right, then.
Whatever, however it goes.
See, you don't even have the right sound for Microsoft.
How does it go?
I can't make that kind of sound. I'm human. Okay? Anyway. Anyway. Okay, so the first game, I think Ninja Theory was a developer, but it's called Bleeding Edge.
Yes.
And I got the serious Overwatch vibes from watching that trailer. Did you?
I got Borderlands mixed with like arena combat.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what Overwatch is.
Yeah. So yeah, you're right.
You have that same thing. I guess I'm looking more of like the style that the characters are... you know, designed as.
And he looks so good.
Right? They do. It looks pretty solid with the gameplay and all that. Very smooth. And the characters, I don't know. I think I need to see more about, like, what they actually do and their powers, abilities, and stuff. But they're definitely very colorful, and I'm looking forward to seeing more about that.
Yeah, I like Ninja Theory. They definitely brought a game that I'm somewhat interested in. I like 4-on-4 combat type games, so I'm gonna try it out. If I'm going to rent it, at least. I may not buy it, but I will red box it just to try it out.
You backed out of that so fast.
I did, because I was like, man, so many games. I can't buy them all. So that's on my, I'm going to try it later list.
Okay. So then we had Ori and the Will of the Wisps. That one is supposed to come out on February 11th of next year, 2020. And I thought it was cute. It looks like it would be fun for a solo player game. You know, because I don't know what Ori is. He's like a... He kind of looks like a devil version of Stitch. I don't know.
I did not write that one down.
Okay, well, he does look like Stitch. He glows. He's blue. I didn't play the first one because I think there's another game of Ori. Huh. I'm pretty sure there is. But he's being chased by these terrifying looking monsters. Like a wolf, this giant spider. I mean, the spider would freak me out, so you better believe I'm going to get away from that. But the game itself looks nice. I like that it kind of has like a puzzle element to it.
Right.
So, strategy there.
Yeah.
And you didn't see that one?
No, well, I probably saw it, but I didn't write it down.
Oh, okay.
Was it like an indie game?
I don't know who the developer of this game is. Okay, ooh. Moon Studios. That's who makes it.
Okay.
And it all takes place at night, so I kind of feel like that goes hand in hand. At least it looks like they're at nighttime. Everything's dark and glowy and just really cool. I like the light and shadow playing against each other. Next, we have Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, which I know you're probably super hype about.
Yeah.
And that is supposed to come out November the 15th of this year.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to get that one for sure. It seems kind of linear to me, even though I heard some reports that it's not. But I like the whole Jedi story. It is a Jedi story. There is no dark side, light side. It's really just you following a Jedi story. And I'm interested in that. I like the actor that's playing the main character. So
who is that?
I can't remember his name, but he's the guy from...
How you like the actor and don't know his name?
Well, I like the guy.
I'm
bad with names. I thought we mentioned this in other podcasts. I'm bad with names.
And that whispering thing, too. Why is that bad?
I brought it back. I don't know. I thought about it and it was too late. But yeah, I mean, he's a great actor in Gotham as the Joker. And I'm excited to see what they do with this game. It's coming out pretty soon, so I got to get my money ready.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so I'm not like the biggest Star Wars fan in the world. I don't not like it. but it's not like I get super hype. However, it's really cool and fun to get to play with lightsabers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I would enjoy that element, and I always like campaign modes of video games, so that would probably be a good thing for me too. However, my question is, okay, so the first time I saw this trailer, I was like, dude, that's Coach from Left 4 Dead.
Wow.
And then I realized after I looked it up and then went back and watched it again, that's actually Forrest Whitaker. So,
oh.
Yeah. Because that literally was the second thing I thought. I was like, wait, that's not Coach. That looks like Forrest Whitaker.
That's funny.
So then, yeah, I went to actually look it up to find out who or if he was in this game, because I was going to feel really stupid, and I still do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we got Ghost Dog Jedi Edition.
That's funny.
Right. I just thought that was interesting. You know, I always see something that's...
Right. I got like, you.
Yeah. So anyway, looking forward to that one. Hopefully they put out a beta or something so we can try it out to see if we actually want to do it.
Right.
Because I remember Star Wars Battlefront was like insanely popular back in the day.
Mm-hmm. So I played the first one. I didn't play the second one. But it was fun. Maybe
they'll have like a multiplayer element or something.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
Okay, so then I have the Blair Witch Project. When that came on, I'm watching it and like we were kind of chatting and stuff as the conference was going. I said, why does this, what in the Blair Witch Project is this? That is what I said. What in the Blair Witch Project is this? And then right after that, they posted it on the screen. I said, well, that explains it all.
Yeah. I thought it was something else. It's a game where there's a character that has a video camera, but I can't remember the name of it. I have to look it up. But that's what I thought it was.
Outlast wasn't.
Yes, Outlast. That's what I thought it was.
Okay.
At first. But yeah, you nailed it when you said that.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know that I did, but as soon as he turned around and saw somebody standing in the corner, I was like, oh, hell, that is Blair Witch Project. I'm going to tell you, to this day, I don't do cabins. I don't do cabins.
It's so weird.
No, sir. That is not weird. It's weird that you're not weirded out by, like, shadowy figures and stuff. You're out in the woods. There's somebody potentially in that corner. Mm-hmm. And, like, what if you're in the room by yourself? You don't know what's going on. Okay?
So no cabins.
Nope. I'm staying at home where there's lights and electricity. And
no
I'm
camping.
No camping. I'm not getting lost with... a flashlight and all I got left is a camera with snot covered all out of
my got your whole scenario.
Listen, that happened in the movie.
Yes.
You ain't about to get me caught up.
Wow.
Let Heather and her friends stay over there with that. Okay?
Oh, that's funny.
Because they never caught that witch. Okay?
No, that's
they never
true.
Caught
they
her.
They didn't.
So, anyway... The game itself looks like it might have potential. It does look like it'd be really scary along the lines of Outlast or something like that, where there's probably a bunch of jump scares and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'd ever want to play that on VR if that's ever an option, because see the way my insurance works out, I'm not set up for that. And
your heart can't take it.
I'm going to be on my friend Sanford, okay? This is a big one. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I don't know if I'm going to do it. I might chicken out. Who knows? But they didn't even give a launch date for that, so it's going to be a minute anyway. So, next up, Cyberpunk 2077 featuring Keanu Reeves.
Right? Everybody lost their freaking mind when he came out on stage.
So, I called it John Wick 2077 Judgment Day because that's what it felt like to me. And I have questions. But before these questions, it's slated to come out April 16th next year.
Awesome.
Right. So I wasn't sure what it was at first because I didn't hear about Cyberpunk in advance. I guess you did because you did mention it and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when the black guy showed up, the first thing that popped in my head was T-Pain. And I just kept waiting for him to be like, let me buy you a drink. I couldn't unsee that the entire time that trailer was on there. He got a little gangster with him a couple of times.
And, just like that man.
Right? I don't know T-Pain in real life, but I feel like he might have those tendencies. We don't know. We don't know. But that would make two celebrities in there. So there you go.
Right.
But, you know, all that aside, it does look like a really cool video game.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. It gives me that Deus Ex feeling. If anybody ever played Deus Ex, it's a first-person shooter, cyberpunkish, futuristic type stuff. And that's what it reminds me of, just bigger. So I'm super excited for this game, for sure. And Keanu Reeves just makes it better for me. So
yeah, people really did lose it when he showed up. And you know what's crazy? My stupid internet connection kind of glitched around that part. And so you killed it for me. You basically sent me a spoiler. And I was just like, oh my God. So I missed that moment. I didn't get that moment of excitement like everybody else did because it was spoiled for me before it happened.
Yeah, I feel bad. But
it was still good to see him in, you know, CGI version. And he actually came out to present the game, which is, you know, what more can you ask for?
Right, he's doing his thing this year and last year, so
it was awesome. Yeah. He's got another John Wick coming out. I just watched this thing on YouTube where he's playing with puppies and talking about the movie. So I was kind of distracted like the entire time. I didn't know whether to look at him or look at the puppies. And I think one peed on the floor or something, and they had to come clean it up. And then one tried to eat his shoelace, and I couldn't do an interview like that. That would be so distracting. You know, and it was kind of a good thing he did it because all those dogs were able to be adopted.
And that's cool. He's always doing something that has like a positive message behind it.
Right.
And it's pretty awesome, so.
Okay, so then I have the Battletoads reboot. I know you didn't really care for that game, but I played that game a lot, like mostly in the arcade. So I think it's kind of cool to see it get refreshed and everything for present day and better graphics. You don't have to worry about load times and stuff because technology has advanced so far since then.
That's true.
So I mean, it'll be something fun to get on. It's, you know, a side scrolling kind of thing, and just play with your friends.
I'll probably check it out. It'll probably be cheap too. So
you gonna get that one on the Redbox too?
No, it'd be cheap enough to get downloaded. It should be.
You don't know that.
It should not be a full price game. But anyway, we leave that for another day.
But I just like the art style of it. You know, it looks kind of different because, you know, before it was like pixelated and stuff like that. So
right.
It's cool to see it with a smoother art style. I love co-op side scrollers. I miss those, actually, because you could play with so many different people. And like you say, with the internet now, you can link and play with, what, I think up to 3 or 4 people. On that one. I don't know if it was 3 or 4 of them. It was so long ago, but still.
They did that with the Ninja Turtles game that just got released, maybe. Not just got released, but was released, I think, last year or the year before. Mm-hmm. Where they brought back the old school arcade Ninja Turtles side-scroller.
Yeah.
I played that. So, yeah, I'll probably pick up Battletoads because that was cheap, too. So.
Why do you keep using that word? Like, cheap? I feel, cheap? Yes. Like, you were just shading Battletoads so hard. It's cheap. Not, but since it's cheap, you know, it's cheap.
Okay, the game is not cheap, but I'm pretty sure it would be like $39.99 or something like that instead of a full price $63 game. That's what I'm hoping for. I guess the more I say it, the more I hope that it happens.
Don't try to cover it up. That's not what you were trying to do. I see what you're doing over there. That's okay. You don't have to hate on it. But when you end up loving that game, I'm just going to remember this conversation is all I'm saying. All
right.
Okay, so there's this other game, and it's called RPG Time, The Legend of Wright. I think this game looks so cool because it's set up like a comic book. Mm-hmm. Like the art style and stuff. It kind of reminds me of, was it Scribblenauts a little bit?
Okay.
Because, I don't know, I just kind of get that vibe from it a little bit. And I don't know a whole lot about it, but just from what I see, it's like you're playing a drawing. And I just think that's really cool.
I remember a little bit of it, and it does look really cool, really creative and new. So I like that.
Yeah, it's something different out of the box because everything now, I don't say everything, but it's rare that you see something that, you know, doesn't look like something you've already seen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely going to at least check that one out, if not buy it. I mean, I'm looking at it now, and they have one of the props is a gun, and it's made out of cardboard. But it looks so convincing. It's just, I don't know. It's very creative. Okay, so now let's talk about how Xbox tried us, Microsoft tried us, with that Game Pass. So Game Pass apparently lets you play lots of new games and all that. You have access to over 100 games, console and PC, depending on, you know, which one you get. And apparently the games that are now available are Arkham Knight, Hollow Knight, Metro Exodus, Borderlands Handsome Collection. They have one for the PC, one for the console, and then the Ultimate. Now, the thing about it, they said that you could join for $1. And I knew when I heard it, I was not falling for that crap. Microsoft, we have played this game before and not today. I went online right after that conference to look it up because I knew there was more to it. If Microsoft was an infomercial, it would have like really tiny print in the bottom of the screen, like, you know, where they read it really, really fast, right, with all the symptoms and stuff that you get. Yeah. That's what I feel like Microsoft would be like when they're trying to sell this to you. Like, the symptoms that you're going to get from it are worse than the actual issue that you have. So I guess you can join the console without paying the dollar, mm-hmm. but it's $9.99 a month. Man. PC, you join for $1 and get the beta price for $4.99 a month, but then it goes up to $9.99 just like the console. And then if you get the Ultimate, it's $14.99 a month after you pay that dollar. So at the end of the day, you're paying $15 a month. And, you know, over the course of a year, they have got a nice chunk of change off of you because it's a reoccurring price. So even though you have access to these 100 games and they add new games, you have Gamebox Studio titles the same day as release, discounts and deals. I feel like, don't you already get half of that stuff with Games with Gold?
I think so. That's because what I thought it was.
Games with Gold, you get a free game each month. Two of them, I think, or like one of them, and then one is discounted or something like that. And then sometimes it'll be like a certain category that they'll give you discounts on those games. So I don't feel like it's relevant enough for me to do that. Mm-hmm. And then they tried to get me, okay? When they put in that Gears of War Ultimate Edition, it's like, I see what you're doing, and it's not going to work.
They know you. They know what you need.
They do, and they came for me, and it's not going to work. So if you get the Gears Ultimate Edition, you get to play 4 days early on the console and PC, and you get the Ultimate Edition character pack and 30 days of boost. So one of those off top is already temporary.
Right.
And you can kind of get, well, outside of the early release, mm-hmm. the only other thing is the Ultimate Edition character pack. And I believe that they said later on when they actually unveiled Gears that if you pre-order the game, you get that stuff anyway.
I don't know. I don't know who the Game Pass is for. Well, I did my $1.
I can tell you who it's not for, me. So next, Wasteland 3. What did you think about that?
I don't know. I wasn't super excited about it. I probably won't be getting it.
Really? That's all you got?
Yeah, that's all I got. Because I looked at it and I probably walked away. I mean, I'm kind of like a little tired of it, of that genre, unless it's Borderlands or the other game, The Outer World. But I don't know. What you think?
Well, I kind of got Borderlands like inspiration vibes from it. Mm-hmm. Because of the way that, I guess, the characters were presented on here.
Right.
And I think it has an interesting look. It kind of also gives me Fable vibes, too. You know, there's just elements about both of them. And then when they did, like, the postcard thing, it made me think of Bioshock. So, I don't know. I feel like I would have to see more, actually do some gameplay to know whether I'd want to buy it.
I don't think they showed any.
Not really. Did they show any gameplay? Okay. Well, they showed the trailer that had some stuff going on, but I don't know if that's actual gameplay or not. It seems like it is. And then they kind of unveil a few of those weapons.
I think, like you said, they show more, and I see more gameplay. That'd be something that can go on my list. But right now, I kind of looked over it.
So Double Fine has joined Xbox Studios. They have sold their soul to Microsoft. And they will be coming out with Psychonauts 2. So yeah, if you didn't know, Double Fine makes Psychonauts.
Awesome game.
Right? I haven't looked into it yet to see whether or not this is true, but one of the characters' voice sounds like the Doctor from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Huh.
Like, he really does. I have to listen to it. You know, he's like, I can't do the voice. I'm terrible. I can't remember. You know the doctor who Sally lives with and he's always talking to Jack?
Yeah, I gotta get his voice.
Okay, see. I feel like you're about to make fun of me right here.
I'm not.
You know what? And if I'm gonna be honest, he looks like the doctor a little bit too. He also is like a mad scientist kind of looking character, so...
That's where he got the inspiration from.
Right? I feel like that's a pretty solid comparison.
Yeah, that works. That works. I hear it.
Now that we have your approval, what do you think about it?
Yeah, I probably get it. I like the art style of it. I like the developer. They make these pretty cool indie type games, and I never really got to beat Psychonauts, so it's kind of making me want to go back and play Psychonauts 1 before this one comes out. So yeah, I think it's cool that they join Microsoft. It gives them a little bit more money to make a better game.
Yeah, but then you have to wonder, do you lose some of the power that you have? You know what I mean?
Oh, definitely. Like, yeah.
Because you're giving away your rights.
Right.
I know on some level, like, they're not going to tell us about it, but on some level, when you sign on with a larger corporation, you're giving up some of your rights.
You give up that. You give up some of your creativity if they don't allow you to do certain things.
That's what I'm also, saying.
And also, like, they may push the game out quicker. That's the one thing Microsoft has an issue with. They tend to force developers to push a game out before it's done. And I hope they don't do that with Psychonauts 2.
Yeah. So that's why I'm kind of worried about it, because it's like a double-edged sword. Because, mm-hmm. yeah, now you might have more resources, but are you going to rush the game and development just because you need to meet their deadline?
Right. Yeah, that's a good concern, for real. But we'll see. It's on my list. I definitely want to get that game.
Cool. What about Lego Star Wars, The Skywalker Saga? It comes out in 2020. What do you think about it?
I will probably end up playing that too. I probably won't buy it, but I will play it. I like the Lego Marvel games, so, and I like Star Wars, so I'm definitely going to play this one. Again, I don't know if I'm going to buy it, but I'll definitely try it out. What about you?
Oh, I'm definitely going to buy it, and let me tell you why. I love all the Legos games. Fight me. I don't care. They are fun. Do you own them all? I don't, but I played a good portion of them. Okay. And... I mean, challenge, but no, there's something so satisfying about when you're like attacking the other Lego characters and then mm-hmm. they just shatter into bricks, and then you even hear like the sound of them hitting the ground, like the little, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I love their humor. Like, yeah. It definitely brings like a nice, genuine humor to the games of such like sometimes serious stories. Like, Harry Potter is not a comedy, but Harry Potter Lego is hilarious. You know what I mean?
So. Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you mean, and that's a part of it, too. There's so many elements to those Lego games that I think people tend to write it off because it's mm-hmm. Legos and they think that it's kiddie. Right. But you miss out on so much good stuff just writing things off because you think it's not for adults. Because half the time, it's more adult than it is kid-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, yeah, you even have some adult humor in there. They don't really speak, per se, but they still convey it with...
their actions.
Yeah, with the actions and their expressions and stuff like that. So, and then I think with this one in particular, if you haven't seen the Star Wars films or haven't seen all of them like myself,
mm-hmm.
then it's a good way to kind of experience that and be interactive with it. You're more likely to remember a story that you helped participate in.
Yeah, I agree. Is it co-op?
I believe so. Most of the Lego games are, I believe.
Okay.
But the thing about it is, I think you don't play at the same time, or a couple of them are like that for me. Like, you could switch back and forth between the characters.
Mm-hmm.
I have to check on that, because I honestly don't know. I do remember playing, like, I think it was Lego Batman, and I was switching back and forth. It was just me. But it was two characters, and I was switching back and forth between them.
I got you. That makes sense. Avengers Legos was like that. I think it's cool. I'll probably get it. You sold me.
Hey, I wasn't trying to sell you. I'm just telling you sold like
the mess out that game.
All right, rub me my check, Lego. I'll be waiting. So, next up, Dragon Ball is coming out with a game that is an action RPG. And can I tell you, I have been waiting for this forever. It doesn't come out until 2020. But my thing with Dragon Ball has always been they've just done like the fighting games. And I get it because Dragon Ball is predominantly fighting. But
right. There
is a great story that they're kind of missing out on by skipping straight to like Street Fighter style and, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I love the fact that they're including the actual story element and there's like a campaign element to it. Yes, you still have those, you know, awesome badass fights, but you still get a good story.
Yeah, I think it's Dragon Ball Z Kakarot.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's going to just focus on his storyline, per se. I don't know. I didn't see a lot of gameplay on it, but it's a Dragon Ball Z game, and I tend to get those anyway, so I'll have it.
Well, even if it does focus on his story, they can do spinoffs and stuff from it.
I hope
and
so.
And he's intertwined to most of those other characters.
Right.
Because, I mean, who's to say we could get a Vegeta one next, you know, or
he's Trunks. Taken so many L's these past few series. But anyway, that's another story.
You know what? What you not going to do is shave Vegeta and his receding hairline.
He shamed himself. I'll say this. The writers did that. I don't know. I don't know why they did that to him. But anyway, I digress.
Yeah.
I'm definitely getting the game. Definitely.
Well, whatever. Vegeta got the girl, so.
He did. He grew the most. I can say that much.
And every time I see Chi-Chi, she's going upside Goku's head. And I just don't feel like that's going on in that other relationship. So
I don't know what's going on.
Right.
Yeah, he's not the greatest role model. But I do respect me some Vegeta, but I wish they wrote him a little better. But it's okay.
Okay, so there's another game called 12 Minutes. And it's apparently coming out soon. Like, they legit said soon. I don't know what soon means. Soon could
right?
be anything.
Right. Yeah. Soon as we're done.
Soon, right? You know? Soon as I decide I'm ready.
Right.
Like, but this game basically has this interactive time loop. It's a strategy game. And it kind of gave me... What is that movie where they kept waking up? And it was... You know, they've done this... on TV shows, movies, and all that. Where it's like they keep repeating the same day over and over.
It's like Groundhog Day.
There it is. Yes, yeah. Groundhog Day. And, I mean, I remember seeing an episode of Supernatural where they did that too. And that was really mm-hmm. funny, by the way. Like, one time Dean got killed by tacos. He's like, does this taco taste funny to you? And then it started over again. I love that episode. But... anyway, I think it's really fun and interesting concept to play as a game because, mm-hmm. you know, you got to figure out how to break the cycle.
Right.
So, did you see that one?
I did. I like that one. I think we were talking about it a little bit when it first popped up on screen, but I liked it. It's a very unique game because I don't know too many games that are like that.
Yeah.
Where you are in a time loop, so I'm definitely going to try to play that game myself.
Cool. Okay, so... Way to the Woods is another game that was revealed. And I like to call it Patronus, The Magical Journey of Bambi's Mother.
Oh, that game.
Yes. Because, I don't know, if I'm going to be real, I will probably never play that game. But it was so mesmerizing because it just looked like Harry Potter's Patronus. And that's all I could think of the entire time. And then while I was thinking about it, I'm like, well, okay, if we're going to, like, delve into this even further, since he's glowy and stuff, maybe it's Bambi's mom.
Wow.
Seriously, Bambi's mom got taken out way early in that movie.
Yeah.
We don't know what happened to her, and now we do.
Yeah. Never mind.
What? Go ahead. Say it.
I'm not. I said, we know what happened to Bambi's mama. She was somebody's dinner real quick.
Well, you don't. Well, her spirit lives on.
Yeah, her spirit lives on.
Her Patronus lives on with
Harry
Potter.
They showed that game for a long time for it to be a game about a deer, you know? As if it was going to be something more. So, yeah, I'm not going to ever play that game.
He plowed through, like, glass and stuff, so that deer is kind of gangster.
It was like breaking into stores.
Yeah, that deer has some street cred.
Yeah. Grand Theft Auto of the deer world.
Right?
Yeah, I would never play it. I mean, it fits somebody's demographic, because I know Sony has one with the falcon or the bird that you're flying. Like, people love that game. At first, it was shown with the PS3's controller when it was had the six axis in it, and you can, like, I don't know, tilt function of the game. But I never played that, and I'm never going to play this.
Wow, you're so shady. Strong. No, the opinion shade. Is so strong. It's not even shade. You just got a very strong and determined opinion that you are not playing
not
this gonna game.
Play this. You're not going to make me play this. They'd probably get like 10s across the board, and then you'll try to sell it to me like you did.
You know what? What you're not going to do? I don't want to play Patronus. I just said it reminded me of Harry Potter. I mean, Way to the Woods. Okay, that's the name of the actual game. But no, I'm not going to try to sell something to you that I don't want to play. I wasn't trying to sell Lego to you. I was just telling you this is how I feel about the game, and this is why I want to play it. You made that choice. Don't call for me. So, all right. So next up is the game I'm most excited about in the entire Microsoft conference, and you probably already know what it is without me saying it. Gears of War 5. You tried it. Gears of War 5.
September 6th.
No.
If you get it, if you pre-order early, it's September 6th, which you will be playing it on September 6th.
I feel judged right now. Yes,
you have been judged. September 6th is when you will be playing it. There's no way you're going to be able to wait till September 10th.
Let me tell you something. depending on what version of that game I get, maybe. Maybe okay. So.
I got you.
I don't know yet, because I'm still waiting to see if they throw in some more, like, you know, incentives.
I'm side-eyeing you so
like
hard
that.
Right now.
I don't care about you side-eyeing me, sir.
Okay. The 10th.
Okay, it's going to be on the 6th. So, it has Horde mode, arcade, and something new called Escape, where you plant a bomb and escape from the Hive, and you have a team and everything. So, it kind of reminds me of a multiplayer, not even Capture the Flag. It kind of seems like a spinoff of that, maybe, because you're planning it and getting out. I don't think I've played any games that have done that, though.
Only time that we've done that was in Gears of War, and that's when we had to use Coltrane. Yep, that's the only time I remember doing something similar to that. So, I'm excited for that game mode. I'm excited for the whole game, so you can't tell me anything.
I felt so bad for Coltrane when he was having that midlife crisis flashback in the middle of that scene in the stadium.
He was reliving it. He was reliving it.
I'm like, no, old man Cole, wake up. Mm. Because he just barely escaped that explosion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that was like Michael Bay levels of explosion.
Man, that game's so dope.
Yes, and you didn't even finish it.
No, well, I finished that one. I didn't finish 4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're going to finish that before it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe we should stream it. You guys let us know if you want us to stream that game on Twitch. Because we did do a live stream before with three? It was three?
One? Yeah.
Yeah, 1 through 3. And we've never played 4. So we could start at the beginning. And just
Where I'm at. So it doesn't matter.
Are you serious?
Anyway.
I thought you had at least played it
a
little bit.
No, I went straight to Horde mode. I'm like level 70-something on Horde.
Oh, my God. Okay, so, yeah, guys. If you want to see us live stream it, we can make that happen. Pick out a day or something that we'll just hop on, and I'll try to help him get through that game.
I'm going to need it. I appreciate it.
Yeah. But anyway, let's talk about the trailer. When I heard that music, I know what song it actually is, but every time I hear that riff, I think, please be Trick Daddy, please be Trick Daddy, please be Trick Daddy. And when that verse dropped, I was like, yes, they made this trailer just for me. I was screaming. I'm sure if anybody heard that, they were like, what is going on in there? Because I was just losing it when that trailer went on. And I don't know, that just made me really happy because it was perfect for the game. I felt like, why haven't they used this before? This needs to be like one of the soundtrack,
right?
You know, songs right here, because it embodies Gears of War completely in my mind. So, you know, if you want it, you can get it. Let me know. So, why I know I'll be getting the pre-order is because you get the Terminator as a playable character. Terminator, I never even thought of that as an option for something to play on Gears of War. And that looks so badass with him holding that Lancer.
Right.
I need it. I need it.
I didn't expect to see that. Anyway, I think I heard like the music and they were like, is this the Terminator? I'm like, yes, it's the Terminator. I think I have the collector's edition ordered. I think I should.
Well, I haven't ordered anything yet because I am doing it like one by one. There's so many things that I want to get. And I also have conventions to think about. So I can't just like go off the chain and pre-order everything. Now, you know, this one is happening and there's another one that's happening,
mm-hmm.
you know, which we're going to talk about. Later. But other than those two, everything else is going to kind of be in the wind for me.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. Okay, so Dying Light 2 is coming out spring 2020. I never played the first one, but I always meant to. It's like on my Steam wish list, I believe, and I just never purchased it.
Mm-hmm.
But this one looks pretty cool, too. Have you ever played it?
I have not. I know it's like parkour style zombie game. That's how I saw the first game. But mm-hmm. the trailer for the second game looks very interesting. And if what I'm hearing is the first game had a good story too. So I may go back and play that.
You don't like scary horror genre stuff though.
I like, if it has a good story to it, I'll play it. Like The Last of Us is similar to that, but it has a great story to it. I played Fear and Fear 2.
Ooh, Fear was fun.
Yeah, Fear was fun. Fear 2, I stopped like midway through. There was like a scene where I'm climbing down the ladder,
mm-hmm.
and you turn around, and she's like right there in your face, and that was it for me. I was done. Done. Because she was like down the ladder at first. And you're like, okay, there she is. She's far away. And then when you get on the ladder, you know how your whole character turns all the way around?
Right.
She was like right there, and I was like, that's it.
I could see.
I quit.
Oh, God. Why can I picture that entire scene? Oh, you would be fun to mess with at Halloween. I'm just saying.
I'm not jumpy. I just
a little bit.
Okay, we'll see.
Clearly.
I will play Dying Light 2, though.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah, I want to see more of it. And I kind of want to play the first one now so I can see, you know, what it's like.
What the hype's about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so next. Forza Horizon 4. And can I tell you, this may be the first time I've ever gave a crap about Forza. And when I tell you that, a copy of Forza came with my Xbox. And I never put that in my console. It is still in pristine condition, okay? Because zero cares were given about that game.
Mm-mm.
But this time I'm interested. And you want to know why?
Why?
There is a Lego expansion. I get to play as Emmett. At least I think as Emmett. And I'm excited about that. When they started playing, everything is awesome. I'm just sitting in my chair bopping. Because I'm excited about that. That would be fun to drive in the Lego car.
I'm going to get it. Well, I already have Forza 4. And they always are updating this game with awesome content. So if you do play it, it's going to be done right. They do a great job with all their content. So, yeah, if you do get it, let me know. I will get it, at least the expansion pack, and we can play in the Lego land.
So would you say that everything is awesome?
Awesome.
All right, so the next up, there is a Gears of War Pop mobile game. So it's like the cute little Funko figures, but they're mm-hmm. all Gears of War characters, and it's mobile. I have a mixed feeling about it because I thought it was super cute, especially, you know, with Kate and her little kittens and stuff where she used mm-hmm. to trick him. I was like, okay, that's adorable. But I don't know if I'd be interested enough to purchase that game. I think I would need to see more.
It looks like Plants vs. Zombies style game.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. I may get it. Some of the games you've got me interested in that were mobile games.
Yeah.
That's something I would probably get.
See, the mobile games I told you about for the most part are like time wasters.
Yeah.
Passing time, and there's no real story to it. They're like puzzle games and stuff.
Except for Final Fantasy, which yeah. I still haven't downloaded that yet.
Well, yeah, Final Fantasy. Because, you know, that's like the actual game. But on a mobile device, which I have mixed feelings about because it's fun to play, but some stuff is a little more complicated because you don't have physical buttons. They're all yeah. on screen. So,
right.
Like that part with Vincent in the basement, it took me a few tries. You know how you have to open the safe?
Yeah.
Yeah, it took me a few tries because you can't pass the number.
Oh.
Yeah, when you put in the combination, you have to stop.
On your phone.
Yeah. That's weird. Yeah. Like exactly on that number. If you go over even one, you fail. So that sucks. Anyway, like I say, it looks super cute. I feel like I'd want to check it out, but I don't know for sure that I'd buy it. I'm not going to buy it just because it's Gears of War. I have pop figures for that. Okay. I have the entire Delta Squad achievement unlocked. I mean, the main Delta Squad. I'm not counting, like, Anya, Sam. I mean, I guess they count, too. But I'm talking about the OGs. Marcus, OGs. Dom, Baird, and Cole. So, State of Decay 2, Heartland. Did you happen to pay attention to that one?
Yeah, I played State of Decay 2 for a minute. It's very micromanaged type stuff, where you got to make sure like your camp is happy, they're not hungry, they got enough room, there's water, supplies, stuff like that. It was cool and all until I almost died. And when you die, like, your character's done. You can go back and pick up their stuff, but you have to move on to another character that you've collected in your in your group.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost died, and it's my favorite character, so I stopped playing it so they wouldn't die. But the DLC was pretty cool. The DLC looks pretty cool. I'm weird, you know? It's just how it is.
Were you, like, grieving over your digital character?
I thought she was going to die. I fell off a water tower, which was stupid because...
Why were you on the water tower?
There were supplies up there. Oh, and okay. There were no zombies either. There was no zombies around. So I fall off, and all of a sudden, like, the map is populated with zombies. I have no health. The car's beat up. And I'm, like, half a map away across from... the safe zone, I guess. So, the game tried to screw me over because I had this character from the beginning. But the DLC looks pretty cool. Hopefully when I get on the game, my character is still alive and I will try it out again.
My question is, because see, I've never played any of these. That mm-hmm. sounds pretty cool. But they do say that there's two separate stories in the game. So you, you know, have two viewpoints and stuff of what's going down. But one of the chicks in the game, I guess maybe it's because I just finally saw us. She looks like Tethered Red. That's kind of what I was thinking. I
gotta watch the trailer again.
Yeah. You know, I mean, a little bit smarter because she knows how to use a gun and stuff now. But, yeah, so I just, it looks weird. I guess maybe part of it is the hairstyle. Part of it is the eyes. And the fact that they're all, like, rampaging from zombies doesn't help.
That might be my character that I left behind. I don't know. I swear she does.
What?
That's what she looks like.
Yeah, a little bit.
Wow.
I feel like Lupita, ma'am.
You need to go
collect that check, madam. Okay, because they owe you some money, honey. All right, so Phantasy Star Online 2. I never played the first one, but this one looks like .hack/sign, which I miss. Mm-hmm. And I could be wrong. Like, you guys let me know, what did you think? Because I definitely saw a lot of similarities with, like, the character designs and stuff. So I'm kind of wondering what's up with that.
It definitely has that feel. I played the first one on Xbox 360. Had a whole bunch of fun with that. I think that was probably my second MMO style game.
Mm-hmm.
And I will most likely get this one, even though I'm kind of scared to commit to it. Because it is an MMO, and I kind of stopped playing them because of how much time it takes up. It looks fun. I'm definitely going to check it out, but I don't know if I'm going to get it day one or not. I have to think about it.
It definitely wouldn't be a day one game for me,
mm-hmm.
but I still am interested enough to want to see more and maybe check it out.
Yeah.
Okay, so Tales of Arise or Aris. I don't remember how they pronounced it. But that is another one that's coming out in 2020. And the gameplay looks gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Bandai is behind it. And they make quality content. We already know that. And it just, it's so pretty. The costumes, the CG, these cutscenes and everything. I have no idea what the story is. But, I mean, my God. I want to, like, cosplay half of these characters just based upon seeing what that outfit looks like.
It looks great. And it takes, it gives me that old school RPG vibe. Right. I think it's more action oriented still, but it looks like it has a good story, and I'm super excited for it.
So next up, Borderlands 3, which is coming out September 13th of this year. So hype. Happy birthday to me. My birthday's not until the 14th, but I'm going to get my present a day early. And that's fine with me because I'm getting Gears a week early. I'm not leaving the house for like 2 weeks. Just so y'all know, like, I'm calling out of work. I'm calling out of everything. I'm ordering pizza. I'm
serious. I'm come to the door with, like, the blanket on and, like, over your head, like, thank you for the pizza, young man.
You know, why I gotta sound like an old lady first?
I don't know.
And where did that accent come from?
I don't know.
First of all, I'm not going to the door with a blanket. I'm going to have on a hoodie. Get it right.
Okay, right.
You know, and there's nothing wrong with that. Hoodie and sweatpants. I'm just going to have, like, a different set lined up for each day. Because don't get it twisted. I'm still going to be showering and stuff. Not nasty. But I'm just not leaving the house.
I got you.
Okay. Too much to play.
What day is it?
What, the 13th?
No, how you're going to be. Oh. Trying to figure out what day it is.
No, I'm not. I'm going to be like, so how long I got left in this game? Okay. What's next? See, what my ideal plan would be to finish Gears of War before Borderlands 3 drops.
Wow.
Because it would be perfect. Because then once I'm done with that, I take a day off to detox. Mm-hmm. And then jump right into Borderlands 3.
Here's the only thing. Both of them have, like, great online multiplayer aspects to them. Mm-hmm. So how do you separate that? Because once I beat Gears, well, I'll be playing online anyway, but I won't ever be done with Gears.
Well, and see, it's not about... No, it's not about being done with it. You get done with the campaign, the main story, and then you move on to the next one and play the main story, because you can play multiplayer anytime. But you need to beat the game because people will start spoiling things online. You know this. Yeah, that's the true. Memes are forthcoming and they get faster and faster every single time. And I will be damned if somebody ruins Gears of War 5 for me. There will be hell to pay.
So we got to hit that early. Definitely.
Basically. So anyway, Borderlands 3. It's coming out. Trailer looks amazing. We saw a gameplay. They actually did some of that, which looked really cool. The fact that the guns are running now, which is awesome. We got to see Claptrap and his arch nemesis again, the stairs. It was pretty cool that they released some free DLC starring Lilith, the siren from the first Borderlands. Mm-hmm. And it's called the Fight for Sanctuary. Now, the only thing about that, yes, it's free, but there's a catch. You have to have the Handsome Collection of Borderlands, which is Borderlands 2 and the pre-sequel. Now, here's the thing. I was like, y'all ain't gonna get me, Microsoft. Not today, because I own all the Borderlands games already. But here's the catch. They're all on the 360. That does not transfer to the Xbox One. They knew what they were doing. Okay. So I went ahead and took that L and paid them to buy that stupid collection so I could get my DLC for free. But I don't know if they're still doing it. When I did buy it, it was only $9. So I guess they did a discount on it for E3.
I think so. I think that's what they said during the conference.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm not too mad at them, especially because I had, like, some of my old credits that were on Microsoft when they used points before they went over to cash.
Mm-hmm.
So I only paid, like, $5 and some change for it. I wasn't too upset.
What's the original price?
$59.99.
Good gracious. Yeah, you better hurry up and go.
I know, right?
You better hurry up and get that.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
Get on that if you want it. Otherwise,
I don't think I bought it. I think I just bought the dollar pass and it was free. I don't know. I have to check.
Yeah. You didn't buy a dollar pass. You bought a subscription. And you, because what's going to happen is the same thing that I'm sure is going to happen to everybody else. Everybody's like, okay, cool. I get to pay a dollar and get all this stuff for free. Awesome. And then 2-3 weeks are going to pass. You're going to forget that you did that because E3 is long gone. People are no longer talking about it. And then they hit that account and you're like, why is Microsoft taking my money?
I'm going to take care of that tonight then because I will forget.
You know, they weren't forthcoming with the details of that $1 thing.
Right. It's like, just pay a dollar tonight and play this now. It's like, right. Okay.
I feel like that was a little sneaky. This is me. Mm-hmm. It's a little sneaky. If you guys want to play that Handsome Collection, you want to get it for $9, make it happen.
So far, it's been pretty fun going back and playing it.
Oh, yeah. We did start playing that again. Mm-hmm. Because I kind of forgot a good bit of the story. And I'm not buying the first Borderlands again. Like, no way. But it's cool to play part two in the pre-sequel, and I love the fact that Gearbox has given out golden keys and stuff, so that makes it more fun when you can get awesome weapons and kick ass. Right.
It's a good game. It's an all-around good game.
Yeah. So my last topic that I have is about that next console. They're calling it Project Scarlet. It's supposed to be slated for holiday 2020, which is typically like somewhere between September and December, you know, holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposedly supposed to be optimized for gaming, 120 frames per second, real-time by hardware acceleration, and they're using the solid-state drive as virtual RAM. So all of this is supposed to compile to make a super awesome system, and I'm looking forward to it if they're actually able to accomplish the things that they said during this conference.
I think they will. The concern is the price. Like, there's no way it'd be under $500. They did well with the Xbox One X for what it can do. I have a couple of friends who have it and they love it. It's a powerful system. Games do look a little better on it, similar to how the PS4 Pro is with the PS4, but it has a Blu-ray drive, a 4K Blu-ray drive. I don't know, I'm gonna get it, of course. It's another console for me to have. And it's supposed to be coming out with the Halo game, so.
See, I hadn't even got to that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my bad.
Just gonna ruin it. Okay. But no, I'm just kidding. I'm looking forward to it. Microsoft does a really good job with their consoles. They just don't do the best job with, like, the fine print kind of details. Because we still haven't forgotten, okay, Xbox, about that first launch of the Xbox One. And that's why Sony tried y'all, and y'all deserved it. All of that checking in online every day, not being able to share games and buy used games. I'm like, do you know how many companies out here rent games? How is that going to work for you? Right. And then beyond the renting, you have stuff like GameStop and...
Right, like used games.
Yeah, used games.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. You have that kind of stuff where it's secondhand, but there's nothing wrong with the game. And you never know, because half of these games have microtransactions in them anyway. That person who rebought that game might go ham with the microtransactions. You don't know. Right. You will still make money off of it. So it's kind of cheap for y'all to do that. And I feel like maybe because they got dragged so much about it, they retracted. You didn't really have a choice.
Yeah, they make you really have to sit there and read the user agreements that we always skip over.
I know, right?
You gotta sit there and actually read theirs just in case.
For real, like one of the things I believe was like your Kinect has to stay plugged in. Why? So you can spy on me, you little creeper?
Yeah, I have it, like stuff in front of it all the time.
When my Kinect used to be connected, it was always facing backward unless I was going to use it.
Because mine's, I think I had it with the face recognition. So when you enter a room, it'll come on. I'm like, you know, I have to stop this. Because I could be sitting here asleep. And somebody on the other end is just watching me sleep on the couch. So weird. So now I got stuff in front of it.
They over there watching you like,
right?
Hi, boy. You got a part in your mouth.
Why you gotta be country?
It was just funny because I got to a point where I wouldn't even plug it in unless I was going to play something that used it. And that was usually Dance Central, which where the hell did that go? I really want that game back. I think
they didn't show that at all.
That's because they haven't made a new one. The stupid Just Dance took over. And yeah, I'm hating that game can kick rocks because Dance Central actually required some level of skill and coordination. That one is like DDR. I mean, okay, I'm not going to say that because you do need some level of coordination and stuff to play DDR. So I'm sorry for saying that. But the levels between those two games were completely different, in my opinion. And you could tell that by the leaderboards. But they just stopped doing that. And that was the only game I plugged in the Kinect for. Mm-hmm. And when I knew I had to stop plugging it in was when I was on the phone one day and Netflix just randomly booted up. I was like, what? I didn't even say Netflix. I think I was just talking about watching a movie.
Wow.
And then it just booted up Netflix. And I'm like, huh? Mm-mm. No. You're listening to my conversations and whatever's happening in this room. That's weird.
Like, the idea behind it is fun. I think about, like, Minority Report and just future stuff like that. But when you start to realize how much of your privacy is invaded, it's very creepy.
So since you brought up Halo Infinite, you want to talk about it?
It's just Halo.
Oh, wow. No,
I'm just kidding. Halo, of course, is Microsoft's flagship title. I love playing Halo. Definitely when they introduced the multiplayer of it. I'm big on multiplayer. The trailer looks great. You can obviously tell that it's not coming out on the Xbox One or Xbox One X. It looks too clean. So I know they're going to have to launch it with the new system, Scarlet. The sound of it sounds good. The characters look good. Everything looks good. And I'm excited to play it. How about you?
I don't really get that hype over Halo anymore. I mean, the last one I got excited about, I remember they had like a firefight in there and I played that mode a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I just kind of feel like they've run it into the ground. I'm tired of Halo. I might play it eventually, but it's not something that I'm trying to buy on day one, for sure.
I got you.
I wouldn't mind playing a demo to see if I like it, but I just...
That would be cool.
It does look like the story is getting a little bit better. So from the trailer, I'm hype about it because it looks like it's good. But from what I know...
experience.
Right. And the story looks legit, you know?
Yeah.
But from experience, I'm just like, is this more of the same old, same old? Because if it is, I'm a pass. But if it's as good as that trailer looked as far as the story, because it did look interesting.
Yeah.
Then, I'd be down to play it. Are you going to play the Halo Lego edition?
I might.
Wow, that's not even a real game. I was just going to see what
you said. Not? It's not? It's a Lego game, so I'm like, I'll play that.
I was so kidding. I
you
mean,
will play it.
Damn right. I would play it, and I would no shame.
I haven't seen anything on it, but I'm down for some Lego games now, so.
Yeah, I mean, I was just kidding, but your enthusiasm, I feel like it's going to happen.
You spoke it into existence.
And I'm not mad about it. So that's all I have for games with the Microsoft conference. How about you?
You covered everything. All those I'm excited for. I mean, except for Battletoads. But yeah.
You know, it's just a shame how petty you are. So, all right, so that wraps it up for the Microsoft briefing. They're the only ones that call it a briefing, but that sounds kind of cool and like...
It's a briefing, but it was the longest
military-like. One. Military-like. Yeah, right?
Right.
That's the longest briefing.
Briefing
How
ever.
Is it brief? Nothing was brief about that. I
all
feel like
lies.
I watched, right? So many lies. I think I watched that conference for at least 2 hours, wasn't it?
Yes.
At least.
It was close to 2 hours.
Yeah. So we are still going to do a spotlight. And this week, I have chosen to feature my girl, Fev, Fev Studios. And she is amazing. She has been out here in these streets making replicas and props and just super ballerific costumes since, I don't know, like as long as I can remember.
Right.
And so I just want to shout her out because I know that she probably is like really well known, but sometimes people just like, you have to show him some love, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, she doesn't know I'm doing this, and it's not prompted or anything, but I was just kind of looking through my list, like, on Instagram. I'm like, oh my God, you're, like, freaking amazing. You need more followers. So if y'all are out here on Instagram, what I need you to do is back out of the podcast. Keep it playing, but back out. Go into Instagram and type in FEV Studios and click on follow.
Please do.
Show that sister some love. And she's also on Facebook under Fev Studios, at Fev Studios. And when I tell you, like, the stuff that she has made is just ridiculous. Armor, leather work. She does, like, really good emblems. I'm looking at props as far as, like, pistols, belt buckles, swords. You name it, she made it. And if she hasn't, she probably working on it, you know? And I believe she actually does Twitch streams sometimes, too. I don't get on Twitch so much anymore, but she does also have a channel on there, so you guys should definitely check her out.
I didn't know that, so I have to find her on there.
Yeah, like, I used to watch, she would, like, be in the workshop working on whatever kind of prop, and you just watch as she does her thing. And, like I said, she's super skilled. And the stuff is highly detailed. It's not like just looks good in photos detailed. It's like you walk up to it and it's movie level looks, quality.
Right.
Yeah.
It looks legit.
Yeah.
And my experiences with meeting her at cons, usually around the Atlanta area, up close, it looks like the pictures don't do it justice. And the pictures look great. If you ever go to a convention, I think she's usually at MomoCon.
Yeah.
I think I've seen her at AWA and stuff like that. She has a table set up with all her armor pieces and, again, emblems and weapons. They look legit. So definitely check her out.
Yeah, I mean, she's a Georgia local, so more than likely you'll see her at Georgia conventions.
Hmm.
But I think, like, one of my favorite costumes that I've seen her do has been Assassin's Creed. I mean, it was nice. And I think it went viral. It was circulating for a hot minute. I was just like, wow, I'm just amazed every time I see her do a new project. So that wraps it up for me.
Look forward to all the other conferences that we're going to be talking about. We're not covering them all, but we are covering the ones that we thought were pretty dope.
Because frankly, some of them were snooze fests, if I'm going to be completely real. And we were bored. We don't want to bore you too. Like, we suffered, so you wouldn't have to.
Right.
The other conferences that we have listed, I know, are Bethesda, Devolver Direct, Ubisoft,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Square Enix. And I think that's it, because we decided actually not to do the PC. Sorry, PC, but I mean, if you guys just really want a PC episode, let us know. But I was not feeling it. Yeah,
at the very last one.
Right. He was not feeling it. There's definitely going to have to be some alcohol involved, some something, because it's going to be a rough one.
Yeah, I spoke to my brother. He's a big PC person. I said, yeah, I kind of watched that PC conference. He was like, yeah, it was kind of boring. I was like, at least if you said it, then I know it had to be boring.
But see, that's the thing. I like to play PC games, too. Like, I have games on my PC. Like, you know, Division, Overwatch. I think because it's so
broad.
That's not even it. The speakers were, my God, don't get me started.
Yeah, that's you.
The speakers were just, like, are you doing community service? Are you being forced to be here?
Do you want
to
be here? You know? Yeah.
Are you getting paid, or are you just serving out your sentence? Those are the vibes that I got from that conference. So it wasn't fun for me to watch, and I kept falling asleep. But you know what? If y'all want to hear it, we will do it for you. So that wraps it up for this episode. You can contact us, as always, at thegeeksadvocate@gmail.com. We are also on social media, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, at The Geeks Advocate or Geeks Advocate on Twitter. So if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, you have somebody that you want to spotlight, then you could definitely suggest that. We take all that stuff over there on the Gmail, or feel free to DM us. We are open books over here. It's all fam. And make sure when you listen that you like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can keep making excellent quality content for you guys. And that's all I have to say.
Sounds good to me. Again, you know where to follow us at. She said it all. Gmail. We're on Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud. again, spotlights are big because we really want to share everybody's content, what they do, especially creatives like ourselves. So again, hit us up with some of those for sure. I know you guys know people. Gmail,
you know, DM they know us. People.
Yeah, I know you know. I know you know.
I know you know people. You know people that know people that know people
that we don't know, and we want to know them so that everybody else can.
So they can know us, and we can know each other.
Exactly, family. That's what we're trying to community right here. So definitely, let us know who you want to spotlight.
That was so extra for no reason.
You know how I am. You're learning how I am. Mm-hmm. So, yes, the Geeks Advocate. I'm out.
Peace.